Speaker, the House Committee to Notify the Senate is ready to report.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Story, Representative Bacon.
Madam Speaker, the committee to notify the Senate that the House is ready to receive it in joint convention has completed its duty.
Thank you. The report is received and the committee is discharged. The chair recognizes Sergeant at Arms.
Madam Speaker, the President of the Senate, the Secretary of the Senate, and the honorable members of the Senate have arrived in the House chamber.
You will escort the President of the Senate to the Speaker's station, the Secretary to the Chief Clerk's station, and the Senators will be seated among their respective representatives.
The joint convention will be in order. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the roll call be dispensed with and that the president be authorized to declare a quorum present.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor say yay.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The chair recognizes the senator from Boone, Senator Bain.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Iowa Senate, I welcome you back to our beautiful Capitol. I would like to thank you for your service to the people of your districts, and we appreciate your contributions to the great state of Iowa.
The chair recognizes the representative from Cerro Gordo, Representative Upmeyer.
On behalf of the House, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you back today. From the people that were inducted into the Pioneer Lawmakers in the past many years and keep returning to spend some time with us, to our new inductees. Welcome to the House chamber today, and thank you to your service to, for
preserve the biographies of its public men of that period. And all state officials, including federal officers from Iowa, the members of all law-abiding making bodies who served 20 years or more previous to any biannual meeting of the association became eligible to membership. The General Assembly, recognizing the semi-official character of the association and the value of the work in which it was engaged, provided by the law for publication of the official proceedings and the historical contributions and addresses of the sessions. The published proceedings of several sessions of the association now make more than 900 pages of valuable contributions to Iowa's history. The regular sessions are held biannually at Des Moines during the regular session of the General Assembly, and today we do just that. It is my honor at this time to introduce the new class of the 1999 Pioneer Lawmakers Association. I will introduce the new members from the Senate first, and please hold your applause until completed. Senators Joe Bochum, John Judge, David Miller, Mike Sexton, and Mike Shearer, and Betty Suka. Would the members present from the Senate please stand? Congratulations. And now the honorable members from the House: Clell Bodler, Carmen Bull, Clarence Hoffman, Lance Horbach, Michael Jaeger, David Johnson, Steve Kettering, Mark Kuhn, Dennis Pometer, Scott Racker, Greg Stevens, and James Engelhofen. Would the members present from the House please stand and be recognized? Congratulations. And now, as part of the legislative class and the members of the Pioneer Lawmakers Association, we also have a tradition of having honorary members. And these members are individuals who have served us well in our role as legislators and also served as staff and members of the staff of the Capitol. So, quite frankly, this is a special recognition because as honorary lawmakers, it just takes 20 years from the time you were first elected to become a pioneer lawmaker. But honorary lawmakers are chosen by legislators to recognize them. And at this time, I will read the list of honorary members and pioneer lawmakers. Joni Arnett, Susan Cameron Naaman, John Peterson, Bill Petrowski, Gary Steinke, Christy Wentz, and Mike Williamson. At this time, would you please stand and be recognized? something happening in the Senate or interviewing a senator, he could walk faster than any person I've ever seen. He estimates he wrote more than 8,000 stories for the Iowa newspaper readers over the past 37 years while traveling through all 99 counties. His wife, Darla, is a Decatur County native who grew up in Carlisle, and they have two sons. At this time, I would like to welcome Bill Petrowski to the podium.
Good afternoon, Speaker Altmaier, President Schneider, distinguished members of the Iowa House and Senate, and special guests. One of my favorite political quotes came from the late U.S. Senator and Vice President Hubert Humphrey. He remarked, "It is always a risk to speak to the press. They are likely to report what you say." Thank you to so many of you who've been so helpful to the men and women on the Iowa House and Senate press benches, as well as your local news organizations back home, and in their effort to share news with the citizens of Iowa. I've already told many of you how grateful I have been for your cooperation for so many, many years. I truly believe I have had one of the best jobs in American journalism the past 37 years as a state government reporter for the Des Moines Register. I've been to all 99 counties over and over in one of the most beautiful states in the nation to write about some of the most interesting people and issues you could imagine. As a journalist, I've been able to walk down Main Street of any community in Iowa or into any cafe and tavern, tell them I work for the Register, and almost everybody has been nice and pleasant to talk with. I've almost always had the same experience at the Iowa Capitol. Being an older, balding reporter, however, who wears a coat and tie as I've traveled through the state to write about politics, has sometimes created some unanticipated situations. Near the end of the 2016 presidential campaign, I covered Vice Presidential candidate Mike Pence as he spoke to a Republican rally at Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge. Lots of prominent Republicans were there, as you might expect. I particularly remember talking with Senator Tim Kranbrink, who told me he was very optimistic about GOP chances in the state legislative races, and he turned out to be right. After Pence finished speaking, I wrapped up some work on my laptop and headed back to my car in the parking lot. A very nice man who I had never met stopped me and thanked me for coming, which isn't unusual for a Register reporter. We talked seriously for a few minutes, and he asked me some questions about Washington politics. As we departed, the man expressed good wishes to me and remarked, "Thank you very much. It was a great honor and pleasure to meet you, Congressman King." He said, "You are Congressman King, aren't you?" This was not the first time somebody in the 4th Congressional District has mistaken me for Steve King, which has amused my journalistic colleagues. But I quickly explained that no, I was a reporter for the Des Moines Register. Now, I want you to know that Steve King called me to wish me well when I retired, so I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be offended by the mix-up. I've had some experiences covering state government in Iowa that most Iowans will never have. This includes having had lunch in the inmate dining halls of all nine of Iowa's state prisons and talking with many inmates in their cells and work areas. At the maximum security Fort Madison Penitentiary, which I visited,
class of inductees.